Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez learns to love war, blasts Trump's Syria withdrawal? By Joel B. Polak on October 8, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, attacked President Donald Trump's proposal to withdraw remaining U.S. troops from Syria, tweeting Tuesday that a pullout could have catastrophic consequences. Trump's sudden withdrawal from northern Syria in endorsement of Turkey's actions could have catastrophic consequences and risks laying the ground for immense violence and suffering. We can pursue a strategy to stop our endless wars without endangering the lives of innocent people. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, et al., October 8, 2019. Ocasio-Cortez's stance is a complete reversal of her earlier position on the war in Syria and other endless wars overseas. She ran in 2018 on a pledge to end the war in Syria and elsewhere. Alexandria believes that we must end the forever war by bringing our troops home and ending the airstrikes that perpetuate the cycle of terrorism throughout the world, her 2018 campaign website said. Since the invasion of Iraq in 2003, the United States has entangled itself in war and occupation throughout the Middle East and North Africa. As of 2018, we are currently involved in military action in Libya, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen, Pakistan, and Somalia. Hundreds of thousands of civilians in these countries have been killed either as collateral damage from American strikes or from the instability caused by U.S. interventions. Millions more have fled their broken countries, contributing to the global refugee crisis. According to the Constitution, the right to declare war belongs to the legislative body. And yet many of these global acts of aggression have never once been voted on by Congress. In some cases, we've even acted unilaterally, without the backing of the United Nations. America should not be in the business of destabilizing countries. While we may see ourselves as liberators, the world increasingly views us as occupiers and aggressors. Alexandria believes that we must end the forever war by bringing our troops home and ending the airstrikes that perpetuate the cycle of terrorism throughout the world. By bringing our troops home, we can begin to heal the wounds we're opening by continuing military engagement. We can begin to repair our image. We can reunite military families, separated by repeated deployments. We can become stronger by building stronger diplomatic and economic ties, and by saving our armed forces only for when they're truly needed. In addition, Ocasio-Cortez has repeatedly used her widely followed Twitter account to attack U.S. wars in Syria and elsewhere. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.